on PundentChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programs. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I mean, you have helicopters in the sky, you have police vans, you have armed police officers. It's extremely chaotic.
A witness to the terrorist attack in London today. Events still unfolding on the situation outside of Parliament. But this man said he was at Parliament and the situation changed immediately.
We were walking in the garden of the Parliament. It was beautiful and the sun was coming out. And suddenly, it took a second, the entire area, people started running and crying, and the police officers. I mean, it's amazing, the transformation.
One person has been confirmed dead so far in the attack. Judge Neil Gorsuch continuing his testimony on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary. The judge said no one's above the law.
Would he be subject to prosecution?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate.
But he's not above the law.
No man is above the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. If you're like me, you want really safe, clean, delicious drinking water for your family, for your kids in particular. Well, a report from the Environmental Working Group warned that 218 million Americans are exposed to cancer-causing tap water, on top of which a Harvard study showed 33 states have unsafe levels of harmful toxins in the drinking water. And if you're concerned about your health, you should be outraged. Luckily, there's a new solution, the Alexa Pure Pitcher. It reduces up to 99.9% of 92 contaminants found in tap water, stuff that can kill you, like lead, chromium-6, chlorine, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, and more. Order yours at waterwithangie.com, waterwithangie.com, or call 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150. Your water will taste great. It tastes so delicious, so pure, so clean. Again, Alexa Pure Pitcher, waterwithangie.com, 888-440-8150.
Good afternoon, talented people.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I mean, you have helicopters in the sky, you have police vans, you have armed police officers. It's extremely chaotic.
A witness to the terrorist attack in London today. Events still unfolding on the situation outside of Parliament. But this man said he was at Parliament and the situation changed immediately.
We were walking in the garden of the Parliament. It was beautiful and the sun was coming out. And suddenly, it took a second, the entire area, people started running and crying, and the police officers. I mean, it's amazing, the transformation.
One person has been confirmed dead so far in the attack. Judge Neil Gorsuch continuing his testimony on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary. The judge said no one's above the law.
Would he be subject to prosecution?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate.
But he's not above the law.
No man is above the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors
mm-hmm.
and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well,
I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms...
All right, good afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We were having a little bit of audio difficulty there, if you heard us testing. But actually, you might luck out today because then we won't have any commercial breaks. So welcome to our show. It's 3:06 in the afternoon on Wednesday, March 22nd. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and our guest in studio today is Bonnie Duncan. And she actually is an award-winning. Recently, she earned the award for the Smart CEO. And she also works for the Hunterdon County YWCA, the United Way, excuse me, I'm Hunterdon County, I apologize. All right, so welcome to the show, Bonnie. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I need you to be closer to your microphone here. Let's start off by you telling us a little bit about yourself.
So I guess the easiest way to say is when I identify myself as a reverse Latina, and a lot of people wonder what that means. And really, I was born here in New Jersey, but I left at the age of 2. And I spent all of my formative years living in different countries in Central and South America. So
Wow. It
has afforded me different, unique opportunities that I might otherwise not have gotten.
Tell
around
us a little
here.
Bit about where did you live?
I have lived in Mexico, Guatemala, Colombia, Panama, Venezuela, and Canada when I went north of the U.S.
Wow. Was that with your parents moved a lot?
Yes, my father worked for Pharma.
Okay.
And when he got promoted and transferred, we would move from country to country.
That was the same way, actually. My father worked for Johnson & Johnson, and we traveled around a lot. But that sounds like an amazing amount. You know, where you lived was, you know, just incredible. So then how long you've been here in New Jersey? For 30 years?
Well over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
yep.
So when, tell us about when you came back to New Jersey, what were you doing?
So my folks moved to Hunterdon County when I was in college. And so they moved to Hunterdon and I came here and it was a little different from living in big cities and overseas. So it was a bit of a culture shock. And so I left and came back again in 81.
Okay.
And at that point, I was a single mom, and I kind of really needed the support of my family on the one hand, but on the other, I really made a commitment and decision to make this my home.
Right.
And it has been that.
So did you have one child?
I have one child who now lives out in San Diego.
Oh, nice. My favorite place of all time.
Great place to visit.
Oh, so beautiful. So is it a girl?
It's a boy. His name is Juan Jose.
Did he go to Hunterdon Central?
North Hunterdon.
North Hunterdon.
North Hunterdon. He's a North Hunterdon graduate. Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to give everybody an idea of how long you've been in the community because I was looking through your resume and, you know, the bio that you sent me and how much you've done for the community in all those years. So let's go ahead and tell us a little bit more about your journey to where you are now.
So I've been very fortunate from the time that I did move to Hunterdon. I have always been able to live and work in Hunterdon, which is a nice, unique perspective for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
So some of my first jobs were in some of the former manufacturing facilities here in Hunterdon. I worked for Lipton Production and
Bemis,
also
right?
Bemis.
That's incredible.
I was there.
I remember those.
Yeah.
Buildings. Yeah.
So while I was at Bemis, one of my jobs was to run the United Way campaign over there. So that's sort of how I made the connect to United Way.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to be a volunteer before I became made the switch to working for United Way.
As the CEO of the United Way of Hunterdon County.
Actually, I started out in their campaign. I was doing the fundraising campaigns for United Way and then became an area director and eventually an executive director and CEO. So just sort of progressed and learned probably every part of the business along the way.
Tell us about the United Way and tell us what exactly what it does for those who don't know.
Okay. So United Way as a system is recognized worldwide now. It has about 1,800 chapters and is in 40 countries.
Wow.
So here in the U.S., there's probably about 1,300 United Ways. So they're all very local, and they're governed individually by their local boards of directors. Ours is kind of a young United Way. United Way started out in Denver back in the about 130 years ago. Our United Way is about 35 years old.
Wow.
So we're a new United Way in the system. Mm-hmm. We really have looked to focus on what are those things that can help make our community stronger. So we believe that if individuals have a good education that leads to a stable job, that earns enough money to get them through retirement, and good health, you sort of have like the formula for a good life, an opportunity for a good life. So not everybody has all those things in equal measure across right. their lifespan. Mm-hmm. And so that's where sometimes organizations like United Way can kind of come in and shore up individuals who may be in need, either for a short period of time or perhaps for their whole life, depending on what their life circumstance is.
Can you give us a couple examples?
So what we find here in Hunterdon County is that the cost of living is very high. Mm-hmm. It takes a family of four about $82,000 just to make ends meet, which is quite a bit more than the poverty rate.
Wow.
So if you're in poverty, which is about 4% of our population, there are...
In Hunterdon County?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Okay. We have about 4% of our population that is in poverty. Those folks often have some assistance through government programs that can help them out. What happens, though, is if you earn too much or above that level, but you don't earn enough to get by, those gap people mm-hmm. are the ones that are struggling.
Right.
And what most folks in Hunterdon don't realize is that makes up about 23% of our population.
Wow.
So there are a lot of people that are struggling. They're not in poverty, but they're really paycheck to paycheck. They're one crisis away from needing somebody's help.
Right.
So what does that look like, and how do we help?
How do you help? But also, how statistically does the 4% in our county and the 20% gap compare to other cities or counties?
So in New Jersey, you will have different levels of poverty. Some, are higher than what we have here in Hunterdon. What's interesting is if you take the combined number of those who aren't earning enough money to live in the particular community that they're in and poverty across New Jersey, especially central and northern New Jersey, we are all within 2%.
Wow.
So we're hurting pretty much as other communities. Some people, the group of folks that are between poverty and sustainability, we call them ALICE. They're individuals or families that are asset limited, income constrained, yet employed. So again, these are folks that are working, they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing,
right.
they're just not making enough money. And housing is a big component of that. It's very difficult to find housing that's affordable, mm-hmm. depending on where you're living. Childcare can be pretty expensive.
Right.
If you don't have a car in Hunterdon County, transportation can be a major barrier. So there are things that can really make it difficult for people to just get by.
And so give an example of how you assist then, maybe one of those in the 20% bracket.
So what we've looked to do is we've worked with our stakeholders. We've put a stake in the ground. We have a community impact agenda where our goal is to try and financially stabilize 10,000 individuals by 2020. So move them up in that continuum. Mm-hmm. So the good news is that we are helping a lot of folks along the way. I think the bigger challenge is, can we keep them in a sustainable stable place. So if we get them a good job, are they keeping the job? Are they getting better jobs? Are they getting more promotion? So how do we, and the biggest problem that we have in the social service network is we tend to not have that long-term data to see how people are doing long-term. So short-term, we know, and we have the data that shows us that we're doing a lot of good work across the community.
How do you get funded? I'm totally fascinated, by the way, because I do apologize for everybody out there. You know, we kind of jumped into this really quickly today, and I'm learning as you are out there. Thanks for listening, talented people.
So funding comes from a lot of different sources. The traditional older United Way model was to do workplace campaign. I think you mentioned that you were with Johnson & Johnson, or your father was.
Most of my family,
you know, so big companies like that still typically run a United Way campaign where people are asked through their paycheck if they want to contribute a certain amount every pay period. Mm-hmm. So that used to be our kind of a major way of raising funds mm-hmm. in prior years. As companies have become more decentralized, or when you live in a more rural community like Hunterdon is, you don't have a lot of really big headquartered companies here. Mm-hmm. So you need to be a little more creative in that fundraising. So
right.
A lot of it is individuals, it's small business, it's events in some cases, you may be doing some events, grant writing, and we do have a couple of government grants as well, a state one and a federal one that also supports some of our programs.
How many people work over here at the United Way of Hunterdon County?
So when I first started back in, should I say 1997?
Sure.
When I first started with United Way, we were a staff of one in Hunterdon.
Really?
And all we did out here in the Hunterdon area was the fundraising, and we shared services with another United Way to do some of our other work and our back office supports. We've always had shared services throughout our entire kind of existence here in Hunterdon in order to maximize savings to the community. But now we have a staff of eight.
Oh, that's nice.
So we're still small and mighty. What I say is what really helps us do what we do, though, is the very strong volunteer core that we have. We have, last year, we had over 1,000 volunteers.
Really?
That supported our
really?
Work.
Really? Yes. That's incredible.
Yes.
And what were they doing?
They do everything. Some of them work on our programs. Some of them answer our program. Let me take a step back. So one of the things that we're very proud of is that in 2015, we bought the building on 20 Fulper Road.
Okay.
And we converted that into a volunteer center. And I know we talk about it a lot when folks ask us about it, but for us, it's more than a building. Mm-hmm. It's a place. It's a space. It's where we're able to bring together that spirit of volunteerism, where people can kind of be elbow to elbow and see that good work of neighbor helping neighbor mm-hmm. Right there, front and foremost. So we looked at the issues that we were having here in Hunterdon. And I mentioned that, you know, people don't have enough money. So we need to figure out how to make the money they do have stretch. Mm-hmm. So all of our volunteer programs were designed, one, to get people to have that spirit of caring for their neighbor, but to do something that was going to have like a end benefit to people who might be in need. So in the summer, we have a backpack program, Tools for School, where we collect school supplies. We have backpacks that are built for elementary, middle school, and high school based on basic needs that they have. Mm-hmm. And so groups, kids come together and build the backpacks. We distribute them.
That's great. I mean, I remember when my kids were young, it's a fortune to get the back to school stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's a really good program. I can just picture it. And I bet it must be very fulfilling for the people who are actually the kids or the volunteers, whoever they are, that are creating the backpacks.
They are. And some of them, a lot of them will bring their children. So it's an easy program mm-hmm. to show your children. And they relate because mm-hmm. they're in school.
Sure.
They relate. They want that new backpack.
That's
they
nice.
Want that new outfit for school. Some of the hairdressers in the area will do a haircut for the kids
wow.
so that they have a haircut before the first day of school. And it allows a parent that $25 to $50 that they would have to spend on school supplies – that they can then buy that new pair of shoes, the new outfit that they also need to get to school. So it stretches their budget while doing good work.
Do you think that most of the people, like I'm just like literally shocked because I've lived in Hunterdon County for a long time, 40 years, right? And I have never, ever known exactly what United Way does. I'm, I'm, like I said, I'm sitting here at the edge of my seat going, wow. Do most people know what the United Way does?
Sometimes I feel like we're the best kept secret.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that a lot of folks have the image that we're just a fundraising organization. But I think that the way we've tried to bring the community together to talk about what are some of the needs in our community and raise awareness of the needs in our community is something that maybe we're not as well known for. And I think being able to galvanize volunteers to actually do something that can actually help themselves, their neighbors, because even some of the folks we help will turn around and give back with their time. They may not have money to give, but they'll come back with time.
So, okay, I would like to say that up until, I mean, literally 15 minutes ago, I always thought that the United Way, when I hear about you guys all the time in all the meetings that we're at with the chamber and everything else, I always just thought that what you guys were was kind of like a, I want to say kind of like a filter for donations that would come to you all, but really just not, I didn't realize you were serving directly to those underserved, or that you say, like, you know, trying to bridge those gaps. Are there other services that you guys support?
So some of the funding that we do have, we do grant out to other agencies in the community. So we still do some of that work. But then we also, one of the programs that we've got going on right now, which is huge and volunteer-driven, is our VITA program. And that is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. So we have between 35 and 40 IRS certified volunteers who are out there probably doing almost 20 hours a week doing tax returns. They're focused on helping working folks maximize the earned income tax credit if they're eligible for it, child tax credits. We prepare the taxes for free. So that's a savings of probably $200, $250 per family that they can right away put in their pocket. And last year, our program brought back to Hunterdon County $1.6 million in credits and refunds. So that really helps energize the economic development that we're all looking for in this community.
That's fantastic. I love the fact that you can measure it like that. It's got to be so rewarding for what you're offering.
It is.
I want everybody out there to know this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm talking with Bonnie Duncan. She's the CEO of the United Way of Hunterdon County. And we've been learning a little bit about, I've actually been learning all about the United Way of Hunterdon County, but we are going to learn a little bit more about you and some of the things that, you know, you've accomplished, including the Smart CEO Award that is just an outstanding achievement. So we're going to go to our news really quickly here today. It's already 3:23 in the afternoon. We're going to go to news and weather, and we'll be right back talking to Bonnie. Thanks for listening in.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I mean, you have helicopters in the sky, you have police vans, you have armed police officers. It's extremely chaotic.
A witness to the terrorist attack in London today. Events still unfolding on the situation outside of Parliament. But this man said he was at Parliament and the situation changed immediately.
We were walking in the garden of the Parliament. It was beautiful and the sun was coming out. And suddenly, it took a second, the entire area, people started running and crying, and the police officers. I mean, it's amazing, the transformation.
One person has been confirmed dead so far in the attack. Judge Neil Gorsuch continuing his testimony on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary. The judge said no one's above the law.
Would he be subject to prosecution?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate.
But he's not above the law.
No man is above the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, That's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest.
What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
President Trump is talking about his immigration policy, saying they are going to strengthen America's security. And he also took a shot at federal liberal judges who were trying to stop him.
These security actions will save billions of dollars, millions of jobs, and thousands of lives. We're also taking decisive action to improve our vetting procedures. The courts are not helping us, I have to be honest with you. It's ridiculous. Somebody said I should not criticize judges. Okay, I'll criticize judges.
Today, the president will be meeting with leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus at the White House. Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond says he and five executive committee members will meet face-to-face with the president. They said they will discuss issues important to the African-American community. The subjects will include health care, the proposed budget by President Trump, and criminal justice reform. The president has previously stated that he was very eager to meet with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus. USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A total eclipse of the sun is coming to the U.S. this year, and it appears hotels in areas where the eclipse can be seen best are jacking up their prices. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Would-be witnesses to the total eclipse are already telling stories of sold-out hotels and higher room rentals. The eclipse occurs on August 21st, marking the first such occurrence in the continental U.S. since 1979. Once it begins, the moon shadow will move across a dozen states from the West Coast to the Carolinas. The progression has some folks scrambling to find their optimal viewing location, and that has hotels jacking up fees to accommodate visitors. Bottom line, if you're traveling to keep up with the eclipse, you might want to make your reservations as early as possible.
Officials with the Flagstaff, Arizona School District are concerned about unsigned notes being found in school buildings alluding to the Columbine shooting. Here's Jason Campadonia with more details.
The second note was found in a bathroom at Flagstaff High School on Monday after a note was found earlier this month at the school referring to the Columbine High School shooting. Officials say the second note did not include a specific threat but did allude to April 20th, which is the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. Police say there is no information right now that says the threats are credible, but they are being taken seriously. A meeting is set for tonight at the school to answer any questions that parents might have. Jason Campadonia, Phoenix.
A House panel setting the rules for tomorrow's expected floor vote on the GOP health care plan. President Trump put heat on lawmakers to pass the plan yesterday, saying their reelection could depend on it. USA Radio News.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest in studio today is Bonnie Duncan. She's the CEO of the United Way of Hunterdon County, and we're learning so much about what they do over there. I'm going to give you an update on the weather forecast if you happen to be listening in the Central Jersey area. Right now it's clear with a low about 14 tonight. Northwest wind 13 to 18 miles per hour, decreasing to 6 to 11 miles per hour after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 28 miles per hour, which we've had such a windy day today. It feels a lot cooler than it is. But tonight is going to be low, 14. Thursday, sunny with a high near 43, partly cloudy on Thursday night with a low around 23. Then a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet before 10 a.m. on Friday morning. Then a slight chance of rain and sleet between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. And then a chance of rain after 11. Mostly cloudy with a high of only 49 on Friday. And then mostly cloudy with a low of 42 on Friday night. Saturday, slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 66, and then a slight chance of rain on Saturday night, cloudy with a low of 39. By the way, it's supposed to be really nice on this weekend, Saturday. Sunday, rain is likely, cloudy with a high of 46 and then a low of 37 on Sunday night. A chance of rain again, cloudy with a high of 47 on Monday and a low of 37 Monday night. So we're back here talking again with the CEO of the United Way of Hunterdon County, Bonnie Duncan. Bonnie, you were sharing with us a lot about some of the services of what the United Way of Hunterdon County supports, but I wanted to ask a little bit about yourself and about some of the things that you like to do, being at the age that you can kind of, you know, do whatever you like, really. Mentoring, you said, is on top priority. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that I found that people volunteer for a lot of different reasons, and how we come into that role of volunteering probably changes. But for many, that exposure may start when you're a young person. Mm-hmm. I was sharing with one of my staff people today, my first soup kitchen was in my house when I was living in Mexico City.
Wow.
My mother, we used to have a lady that would come and make tortillas, and her son would shine my dad's shoes, and then they would come around, and mom would give them soup for lunch.
Wow.
Every day.
That's so nice.
And the next thing you know, she was bringing some friends, asking if they could get some soup too. So at the time, I didn't really make the connection, but from a very young age, my mother was teaching me that lesson of helping others that were less fortunate than myself. So certainly always understanding that kids play a strong role in that. Many get exposed through school, through their church of worship, place of worship, or through scouts. You know, a lot of those tend to be the traditional venues. Mm-hmm. Where kids get introduced. Mm-hmm. To community service and volunteerism.
So important.
And so those skills are really critical. Mm-hmm. To develop that sense of caring that we need in this world, to care for each other. But the next step in that is, how do we develop leadership so that you can sustain that philanthropy. Mm-hmm. Across our community? And so we've had a couple of initiatives going that are exciting. So we've worked with Hunterdon Central for the last 9 years now.
Wow.
We have a class that kids can get credit for, and it's called Leadership and Philanthropy. It's part of our Youth for United Way efforts.
What grade is that for?
It's mostly juniors and seniors, but okay. We do get some sophomores in the class.
Nice.
And so they get the opportunity to learn about issues in Hunterdon County, and they get to develop a project to do something about it. And so it's really fascinating to see the students learn about it. Again, many people just did not have any idea of what the needs are or how close to home it may be. Mm-hmm. And each one of them figures out how they can make a difference. And that can be very powerful.
Sure. What about, can you give us an example or two?
So we've done a few things. We've done talent shows. We've done fundraisers. Mm-hmm. They've done commercials to help promote an agency's work or activities. They typically will adopt an agency and do something for that agency. We've gone out to Grower Row, and they've either harvested or planted. During that process, they're learning about food insecurity in our community. They've worked with homelessness. They've worked with our Family Success Center just up the road here.
What's that?
The Family Success Center is under the auspices of the Hunterdon Prevention Resources. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where folks come in. They have a lot of programming there. And after school, they do tutoring, like homework clubs. And they bring a lot of agencies in, and families come in to, find different ways of reaching out and connecting to services that can really benefit them.
How does somebody go about learning about all of these services, actually? Because, you know, I do feel like I've been living in a vacuum or something. I'm completely, like, shocked. Seriously.
So typically people don't get into it until they have a need.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So yeah. I have a need and don't know how to get it filled. What do I do? United Ways here in New Jersey have banded together, and we have what we call NJ211. So if you call 211, it's the non-emergency number where you can call, and you can either go online or you can chat or you can call and speak to somebody live and ask them about what your issue is and what you need help with. And you can both...
What kind of things can people ask about?
You can say you want to know, what are the child care centers in my in Hunterdon County? I need to find a child care for my child. Or you can also connect to other counties and other states. You can call and say, I need to find a Meals on Wheels in Florida for my mother. Can you help me? And then they can connect with resources in other areas. So it's just a pretty comprehensive way of just starting. It's a place to start.
Right.
You know, and
I'm so glad to share this with everybody out there. I had absolutely no idea there was a 211 number.
Right. And a lot of our agencies will upload what are the services that they provide. So that's how we build out that database.
Are those agencies what you refer to as your stakeholders? Who are the stakeholders?
So stakeholders might be the agencies that we work and partner with, but it could also be the companies that we work with. It could be people in government. It could be small business community that we may look to develop relationships with. It's our volunteers. Mm-hmm. It's our board leadership. It's really everybody and anybody who has a stake in the work that we do.
Right.
So it's pretty, we try to be pretty broad in terms of being as inclusive and diverse in what our stakeholders look like. You know, our education system, starting to work with them, working with the hospital through the Partnership for Health. You know, we look for all those different type of arenas where we can give voice to perhaps some of the more vulnerable people in our population who may not have that opportunity to.
Really fascinating. Now, tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you personally want to do as, you know, in the future.
In the future. So, yeah. Well, sometime I'd like to slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You seem like you have a lot going on, that's for sure.
But I love my job, you know, and I think that when you love your job and your vocation is also your avocation, mm-hmm. you know, it's a wonderful combination. You know,
right.
I work hard, I put in a lot of hours, but I really love, and I can see day in and day out. I think a lot of people want to feel like they're making a difference, and I have the luxury of going home every night and saying, I made a difference.
That's great.
That's
really.
A really good feeling that
yes.
can be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say, oh, so what would I do when I don't have this anymore,
yeah.
so I'd probably become a volunteer.
Right. Yeah, that would make sense for sure. Are you planning on staying in the Hunterdon area?
You know, so far we are.
Yeah.
So far we are. We haven't made any decisions to go anywhere else. This is home now.
Can you tell us a little bit about your Smart CEO Award?
So that was it's really wonderful to be recognized in that space.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, women who have tried to look at their business through that lens of being innovative, about having passion, about really caring mm-hmm. about the work they do and having results. And I think that our business kind of really promotes that because we look to make a difference and what is the data that supports that and having the impact and being able to raise the funds that allows us to, you know, we don't sell anything.
Right, right.
You know, we sell.
And there's a lot of competition out there. I mean, it's
right.
Everybody's being knocked on every day. So that's why this
right.
is such an accomplishment.
So you know, we're selling
mm-hmm.
an opportunity for a good life. And so
mm-hmm.
I think that that's something that we all want and strive for. And so how do we help people get there? And I really believe that moving our work from not looking at it as transactions, but really relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we transform the work that we do to create relationships? You know, my volunteers aren't people that just put in hours. There are people that I know that I know who they are. I know what their families are like, things that are going on in their life, and, you know, their family, you know. So our volunteers are just an extension of who we are and what we do, and it just makes for a tremendous sense of goodwill
Absolutely.
Across the board.
Well, it's almost, it's incredible that you say that you've had 1,000 volunteers, because a lot of the organizations that have volunteers don't feel like they ever get anything done, because volunteers are hard to actually count on.
Right.
But you have the like opposite situation here, where you sound like people are so genuine to the cause and sincere mm-hmm. to helping, that it's moving in the right direction all the time. Because I even see, you know, as far as, you know, how do you turn off at the end of the day and relax? Like you said, you can go home every day and say you made a difference. That's
right.
In itself huge.
Uh-huh.
So then what happens?
Well, actually, I start my morning. I'm more of a morning person than mm-hmm. a night person.
Oh, really?
So years ago, for a lot of years, I did martial arts. And I hold 2 black belts, one in Ishinru and one in Shitoru.
You're kidding.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Good. So martial arts are really, it's interesting, because beyond the sport, mm-hmm. it's that philosophy of mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that can take you through really well, mm-hmm. in terms of identifying who you are and being in tune with yourself and physically as well as emotionally. So that was a good thing. But as my joints got a little older, I find myself now getting up in the morning and water walking with a bunch of retirees.
What's water walking?
We're just in the deep end of the water.
Oh, water
kind
walking.
Of
okay,
like
gotcha.
Walking in the
no,
water.
That's great.
They're retirees who really kind of set the tone with a totally different conversation than what I'm going to experience once I get to work. And it's a wonderful group of people to be with. And so that just kind of sets the tone for your mm-hmm. day. You know, I do that at the YMCA because they're great partners. And for me, that's a great place to go and be with people that share the same values that I do. So
it's so nice to have you here and listening to you, because I'm just like, I'm considering the Smart CEO award that you just, you know, received, that you're going to be honored with. It's in June, isn't it? There's an event.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's just an amazing achievement, especially because there's so many people who are considered for it. But when I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about how they go through their criteria and the process for announcing the winners, I mean, you really have so much genuine, you know, good nature, good stuff, positivity, and you've accomplished so much. So I think that the United Way of Hunter County has really got a privilege to have you as a CEO.
Thank you.
So let's hear a little bit more about some of the things that that you want people out there to know about the United Way.
I think that, you know, we live in challenging times, mm-hmm. and I think that more than anything else, it's a level of awareness. You know, sometimes just taking that moment to hit the pause button mm-hmm. and look around you, and what do you see, and who do you know? You know, a lot of folks moved out to Hunterdon County because they wanted to get away from the city and kind of be away from it all. And that has led to a little bit of a disconnect between neighborhoods. And do you know your neighbors? Would you know if
right.
they were in need?
No one's ever outside in half the communities, or, you know, the communities that I drive by. It's interesting that you say that. It's true.
And I think that fuels some of the lack of awareness. Mm-hmm. If you don't even know who your neighbor is, if you're not kind of plugged in, you know, my son's an adult now, you uh-huh. know, so when he was in school, I probably had a circle of people that we knew because we were linked by the school and or school activities. But mm-hmm. once you get beyond that,
mm-hmm.
how do you stay connected to your neighbors? And how do you know when they have a problem or need? And sometimes you may know if you happen to have a relationship with them, but if not, you know, they could be a mile or several miles away from you, or you could be living in an area that is a little closer and connected. So that's something that, like, how do we raise that awareness?
How do you?
And I think it's just really having those open conversations. Mm-hmm. And when you think about solutions, you know, the problems that we have, you know, I mentioned earlier, I came here as a single parent, you know, over 35 years ago. And some of the problems that I was experiencing as a single parent, I find that we still have those issues here in Hunterdon today. Mm-hmm. It's still hard to get transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Childcare is still difficult. So it really requires a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It may be bringing people together, but in a different way. What can we do different? Because we keep doing the same thing and it's not working.
Right.
So how do we come together with a new vision? And that's where I believe partnerships and collaboration mm-hmm. is really the way to go. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough resources. Mm-hmm. You know, there is no fat anymore. We really are running lean. And
right.
we really need to get serious because they're complex. And the harder it gets, the harder it is to get people motivated to join in it. To solve the problem mm-hmm. because it seems insurmountable.
Right. It really does. And, you know, it's interesting. Like I was telling you, I think on the break that I've had, you know, this show for like 4 or 5 years now. And over the years, we've had different representatives of different organizations in Hunterdon County come through here. And I've learned so much about, mm-hmm. you know, the safe houses and the
right.
those who are starving, the hunger. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Unity Bank is mm-hmm. a really great supporter as well of a lot right. of the programs going on like you guys are. And I've learned so much in those interviews. But I am, you know, fascinated by what you were talking about at the beginning of the show, just again to let everybody know, because I did not know that you guys were there to support those that are challenged by, you know, the situation of cost of living in Hunterdon County and everything else. Mm-hmm. Are there other things? I love the backpack program. Mm-hmm. Other things? Do you have any events coming up?
Do we have events coming up? We don't do a lot of events. Mm-hmm. It's more of our programmatic work mm-hmm. that we do, and so we usually try to get information out there.
Do you need help with volunteers with getting information, or what do you look for? Or what
you know,
do you need?
What we usually mm-hmm. do is we try to link volunteers on what matters to them, mm-hmm. and try to find ways that they can help and support. And if we're not the place, we'll refer them out and mm-hmm. say, you know what, this sounds like maybe you want to consider working for this organization and seeing if they have a need for your volunteer efforts.
What kinds of things do people come to you saying that they'd like to do?
Some people don't know.
Right.
So mm-hmm. part of it is like, well, why don't you try this? So with our VITA program, some people want to get trained up to do taxes. That's great. Others are like, well, they're more of our facilitators. They'll greet the people when they come in. They'll help them with the paperwork before they have to go see mm-hmm. Someone and that sort of thing. When we do our backpack program, some people may choose to go out and deliver boxes for collections or pick them up. They may help run the days that we build the backpacks. They may help on the days of the distribution when we're trying to get them all out to all the students. Mm-hmm. You know, when we say backpacks, we're not talking about a couple hundred. We're talking about 1,400 backpacks.
How
that's
do you
a
get
lot
stuck,
of backpacks.
That's a lot. And a lot of people really need that help. I'm telling you. What about like where do you get the things that go in the backpacks? Do you have to buy them?
So some are donated mm-hmm. and some are donations to help fill it out. Mm-hmm. But we do stuff the bus activities across the county, you know, at different stores and locations.
What's that?
Well, we usually have a bus that mm-hmm. to kind of give, you know, lend some awareness. And we have usually school children who will have little lists of these are the things that we're collecting, and as people are walking into Walmart or BJ's or Costco,
that's great.
Like we ask people if they would consider, you know, purchasing some of these items and donating them on their way in or out mm-hmm. of the store. So
right.
That's one way that we collect for those sort of things.
That's nice to know that. I mean, I see and participate all the time, and there's ShopRite, and then like you say Costco, mm-hmm. and it's so much fun to shop there, by the way. You know, it's nice to know the behind the scenes of mm-hmm. what's going on there, because, you know, we mm-hmm. know so, we only know what we know. We
right.
don't know any more than that. You know, happy to help,
right.
but that's where it ends. So mm-hmm. it's just really great.
Our holiday program, we get donors who want to adopt individuals or families.
Mm-hmm.
We serve 2,400 people
really?
At the holiday. So when you think of
wow.
the scope and the magnitude,
right.
there's activities leading up to that start probably in October
mm-hmm.
and go all the way through the holidays. You know, we lend our space to the YMCA for their coat drive. So, you know, some of our volunteers may elect to help them out if they need volunteers as well. So the space we make available to other organizations as well.
That's great.
When they have activities going on. We have a health program that we run for Latinos for healthy eating and exercise. So we do a health fair to raise the awareness of, you know, healthy lifestyles in Hunterdon. So we do a lot of different things
mm-hmm.
All the time.
I can see that. It's wonderful. So let's just say, like, if is there anything else that you would like to let everybody out there know?
So I would say if you haven't volunteered before, you're thinking about volunteering, if you contact our volunteer center, people can sit down with you and kind of get that scope of what is it that you're looking to do and see how we can plug you in, either into United Way or into another agency. You know, clearly, if you care about anything in the community, if you have the ability to make a financial contribution to that, all of our agencies are in need mm-hmm. of financial support. Mm-hmm. And if you have special skills, that's just a bonus, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. lend your skills, lend your talents. We all have them. We all have them. So it's just bringing out the best in everybody and kind of bringing it all together.
Absolutely. What about, like, when you're looking at the future, and you know you were talking about right now some of the challenges that Hunterdon County has, do you see anything trending that you think may become a bigger issue in the future?
I think that the challenge is some of our systems are so complex that if we don't wrap our hands around them, what does that mean for us in the future? So if we can't wrap our arms around how do we create more housing that is affordable to everybody, you know, I mean, because that's huge. Mm-hmm. There are so over 50% of our of the population in Hunterdon is spending more on housing than what the norm should be.
How do you fix that?
So how do you fix that? Mm-hmm. So is it supply? Is it demand?
Right.
Is it higher wages? Mm-hmm. Is it more hours? Mm-hmm. So it's all those things, right? So it's not one thing that can fix that. It's the how do we all collectively do our part in that, because we all have a role in that. Mm-hmm. And that's why those stakeholders are so
right.
diverse, mm-hmm. because everybody plays a role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, childcare, you want that childcare to be safe, affordable. How do you make affordable childcare when it costs money to run one of those, to have the liability and to have the best education for the children,
mm-hmm.
so that you are creating an environment that you're making them successful for school? You know, it's complex.
Yes,
you know,
is.
You got to train mm-hmm. people, you got to certify them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what does all of that take?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge.
Yes,
it really
it is
a challenge. And mm-hmm. when people don't have the time to sit back and think about it or lend their voice or lend their, like, oh, well, we could try this or we should do this. And, well, what's that going to cost us? Can we bring those resources together?
Mm-hmm.
We can't really necessarily count on one person to fix that.
Right. That's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So, on a positive note, though, because we do want to remind everybody about all the great work that you have been doing over there at the United Way of Hunterdon County and about your Smart CEO Award, I'm going to thank you, Bonnie, for sharing all this information with us today and for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is already the end of our show. It's 3:52 in the afternoon on Talented People here at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And I hope you enjoyed our show. Thanks so much for listening in and have a great afternoon.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I mean, you have helicopters in the sky, you have police vans, you have armed police officers. It's extremely chaotic.
A witness to the terrorist attack in London today. Events still unfolding on the situation outside of Parliament. But this man said he was at Parliament and the situation changed immediately.
We were walking in the garden of the Parliament. It was beautiful and the sun was coming out. And suddenly, it took a second, the entire area, people started running and crying, and the police officers. I mean, it's amazing, the transformation.
One person has been confirmed dead so far in the attack. Judge Neil Gorsuch continuing his testimony on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary. The judge said no one's above the law.
Would he be subject to prosecution?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate.
But he's not above the law.
No man is above the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors
mm-hmm.
and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
President Trump is talking about his immigration policy, saying they are going to strengthen America's security. And he also took a shot at federal liberal judges who were trying to stop him.
These security actions will save billions of dollars, millions of jobs, and thousands of lives. We're also taking decisive action to improve our vetting procedures. The courts are not helping us, I have to be honest with you. It's ridiculous. Somebody said I should not criticize judges. Okay, I'll criticize judges.
Today, the president will be meeting with leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus at the White House. Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond says he and five executive committee members will meet face-to-face with the president. They said they will discuss issues important to the African-American community. The subjects will include health care, the proposed budget by President Trump, and criminal justice reform. The president has previously stated that he was very eager to meet with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus. USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A total eclipse of the sun is coming to the U.S. this year, and it appears hotels in areas where the eclipse can be seen best are jacking up their prices. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Would-be witnesses to the total eclipse are already telling stories of sold-out hotels and higher room rentals. The eclipse occurs on August 21st, marking the first such occurrence in the continental U.S. since 1979. Once it begins, the moon shadow will move across a dozen states from the West Coast to the Carolinas. The progression has some folks scrambling to find their optimal viewing location, and that has hotels jacking up fees to accommodate visitors. Bottom line, if you're traveling to keep up with the eclipse, you might want to make your reservations as early as possible.
Officials with the Flagstaff, Arizona School District are concerned about unsigned notes being found in school buildings alluding to the Columbine shooting. Here's Jason Campidonia with more details.
The second note was found in a bathroom at Flagstaff High School on Monday after a note was found earlier this month at the school referring to the Columbine High School shooting. Officials say the second note did not include a specific threat but did allude to April 20th, which is the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. Police say there is no information right now that says the threats are credible, but they are being taken seriously. A meeting is set for tonight at the school to answer any questions that parents might have. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
A House panel setting the rules for tomorrow's expected floor vote on the GOP health care plan. President Trump put heat on lawmakers to pass the plan yesterday, saying their reelection could depend on it. USA Radio News.
No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor.